Dan, we know, Melbourne, how much you love this. It gets the biggest downloads for people wanting to catch up, wanting to hear the cases. And that's the thing about this. It's a service that we provide listeners. Cost of living is really tough. And private investigators are very expensive. They do surveillance. And sometimes there are things in your life where you require, I guess, an answer, whether it's spouses you think are cheating, businesses, families, all sorts of things can go on. And you're like, I'd love to get the expertise of a private investigator. So we've got the Fox Bureau of Investigation, and it is that they're open all the time. So you can send us a DM, email us if you do have a case you want us to get on. And we were on a case last week, and the most unexpected thing happened. Now, I want to remind you, everybody stays anonymous. There is absolutely no way to identify people. We use voice disguises, aliases. But we had our client, Tim. Now, Tim had been with his partner, a female partner, for a long time, and yet she had just had a lifestyle change. She'd lost a lot of weight in the last 12 months. She had started going to the gym all the time, and he was sus that maybe something was going on with her personal trainer.
She started going to the gym last year, and the gym has taken over her life in the last year.
Is it true that you might be a bit sus on her personal trainer?
Oh.
Yeah.
Is she doing girls' weekends?
Yeah.
Do you speak to her when she's away, or does she just keep her phone? Like, you go into, she going to, like, retreats?
No, it's almost like, it's almost like radio silence. But that, if, you know, if that hadn't been across the whole group of girls, like, you just don't see anything on social media, you go,
that's interesting. Yeah, there were some red flags. But, you know, and I was thinking when we were talking to Tim, don't even need a PI for this. If your partner's going away for a weekend and not contacting you, it's
something's fishy, yeah.
Then we spoke to our private investigator who was on the case.
The target did go to the gyms. There was interaction with the trainer. I believe is the name, but no more with the target than anyone else at the gym. So there was plenty of people there. He was sharing his time fairly equally.
So first day of surveillance, the PI said, yeah, but didn't seem to be anything sus. And then when we spoke to the client was sus about something that his partner was about to be doing. She had an after work meeting. Now, we know that, Tim, that your partner has a work meeting tonight.
Yeah, yeah. It's just an odd one tonight, especially because these, how many meetings do you normally have?
Well, what does she do for a job, Tim?
Marketing, works 9-5, like these outside of, which is not like she's a nurse or
yeah. So it'd be strange to be having marketing meetings at night time.
It's really odd, yeah.
Okay. So there we were. We were, the PI was on the case, but something very unexpected happened. It's definitely deviated our case, and we had to put it on pause for a few days. Darcy, our beautiful, wonderful producer, you've had a busy morning behind the scenes.
Very busy morning. I'm a bit frazzled.
dealing with a lot. But you were contacted by somebody.
Yeah, so we had a call from a woman who said this story sounded very familiar to her. And even with the voice disguise, she had a strong feeling that it was her partner, and that made her a bit concerned. So we did our due diligence and hooked them up. It turns out it was, in fact, the woman. So we've now left it to them to decide what they want to do.
So I guess there were a few clues. Wow. I guess if you were, admittedly, our client, Tim, fan of the show, fair chance his partner was a fan of the show too. lost a bit of weight, had a personal trainer, had a marketing meeting that night and thought, is this me? Now,
guilty.
Well, very interesting.
Guilty of what?
Exactly. He's just saying guilty. He knows nothing.
No, I'm saying guilty because she thought it was her. Like, why would she think that was her?
Oh, you think that.
That's what I mean. Like, she's obviously thinking, oh, God.
Wait for it, guys. They obviously, this has brought a lot of the suspicions to the surface. And our client, Tim, alias, and his partner, Nicole, alias, have had conversations behind the scenes now. And Nicole would now like to come on the show to tell her side of the story.
Oh, God.
So tomorrow on the show, We are going to speak. This is the first time this happened. Yeah. And catch me if you can. Usually the partner never finds out that there's been surveillance and the partner has been sus on them. But it's the right of reply. Mm. We're going to hear from Nicole tomorrow on the show, and there is a big development in their relationship.